the Human Rights Council is a UN body which is in charge of following up on the human rights situation throughout the world. And they have a number of activities where they have sessions, and through those sessions they are doing a kind of update about the situation in specific countries where there are human rights violations.
Yes, and in this particular council, are issues of South Sudan part of it?
We had the session yesterday, and I think it was as part of the last resolution on South Sudan by the Human Rights Council. It was decided that once a year there is what they call an enhanced interactive dialogue session on the human rights situation in South Sudan. So that meeting took place yesterday, where a number of panelists made a presentation about the human rights situation according to them. The first one was Yasmin Suka, who was the chair of the UN Commission on Human Rights, and on behalf of the government, the Minister of Justice made a presentation. And you have also the Deputy JMEC representative, who came from Juba also to give his own view about the situation, as well as the Director of Political Affairs for the African Union. And I was also part of the panel, and I was able to make my own presentation about the human rights situation in South Sudan.
Yes, and as you make your presentation there, and also you did mention the Minister of Justice were there to give their view on behalf of the government, how will you describe what they say about the human rights situation in the country?
Of course, when it has to do with the government and other partners, the assessment could be a little bit different. But at the end of the day, I think that we are all in agreement that there are human rights issues in South Sudan, and those issues need to be addressed. But the level of or the gravity of this violation is perceived differently if you are the Minister of Justice or the other actors who were there. So it was really important to try to indicate what are the key issues that need to be addressed, and accountability and impunity is one of them. It's really important that, of course, the ceasefire, some of these organizations like JMEC, they were insisting on the ceasefire, which, of course, all of us should really insist on that specific objective, because this will help really to reduce the number of human rights violations. But there are also other priority areas, because for all of us, we had limited time to do our presentation.
Yes, just briefly, sir, can you explain for us more about this particular resolution that you did mention earlier about on South Sudan?
Every year there is a resolution on South Sudan. So in March there were there was another resolution, like the resolutions that we have to usually in New York. There are similar resolutions on the human rights issues that are taken by the Human Rights Council. So in March it was they reviewed the human rights situation at the Human Rights Council. And in that resolution, they decided, for instance, to expand the role of the UN Commission on Human Rights. That's how, in the near future, we are going to have a number of members of the secretariat who will be coming to South Sudan to make some additional investigation, additional to those that we are doing at our level as Human Rights Division, just to be in line with that resolution. And they were asked to also look at the perpetrators and try also even to preserve and collect evidence.
How serious is the Human Rights Council taking issues, especially on South Sudan?
Like many UN organizations, they are taking these issues very seriously. But the real question is how this body, like others, have the authority to make sure that their resolution are going to be implemented. This is exactly the same kind of challenge that we are facing at the Human Rights Council. So basically, at the end of the day, it's most of the time they are talking about resolution recommendations, but we have to see how we can go beyond the recommendation and how to exert even sometimes some pressure on member states so that they can really take action to make sure that the human rights situation, the violation of human rights, of violation human rights, are going to be taken into account, and people who have committed those atrocities are going to be held accountable.
So what will be your final remarks when it comes to this particular Human Rights Council and human rights issues and situation in the country?
It's important that the Human Rights Council had this opportunity to discuss the human rights situation in South Sudan. And what is more important is that it's for South Sudanese government and the people of South Sudan to really be cautious of the risk that the country is facing, to look at the challenges that the country is facing in terms of human rights, and try to take really appropriate action so that this can be the situation can be improved. I think it's really important, and I think it's also important to make sure that the decision that the government is taking are really in line with what the government is supposed to do according to its constitution, to its national laws, and also to its obligation in terms of international obligation. So we have seen a lot of people who have been detained without any trial, any legal basis. People who have been detained without bringing them before the court for years. This is the kind of thing that should not happen, and this is where it's important to raise those issues at that specific body, but it is more important for the concerned authorities to take action and make sure that what they are doing is in line with their own constitution and laws.